Hey everyone, check out this new film on Amazon Prime called Eight Remains. It's free to all Prime members.
Hey, and welcome back to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a crazy man that came back three times and sent me this really crazy film. And we're both have beards today and drinking tea. It must be some kind of weird loop. Welcome back to the show.
It is a bit of a weird loop, and I'm also drinking it out of a Paddington Bear cup, and yours is like Mickey Mouse. And so we've obviously got a child, sort of childhood theme going on.
Welcome back, Alexander Cooper, with his film Weird Loop. Welcome back.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for taking the time to schedule again. Good to be talking to you again.
I always like talking to you. You should know that.
Exactly. Likewise.
You're one
likewise.
Of the few British people I can tolerate. So let's look at it as a positive.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
So let's discuss this. Is this a film or is this more like just a series of unfortunate events?
Well, really, it's that character of Vladimir that. This really is what the main thing that comes from the film. So I was looking to do something totally different with a sort of comedy theme. And there's a couple of movies that I've enjoyed, like Borat. And there's a TV series, an old TV series in England called Brass Eye, which is kind of looking at current events through a sort of weird telescope. And, I had this idea about Strange Loop because if you look on Wikipedia, there is something called a Strange Loop where you're climbing up a hierarchy, like you're climbing stairs or something. But then when you reach the top of it, you suddenly feel that you're right back at the start again. So I'd had this idea for a film called Weird Loop, but it was going to be totally different than this thing. It was going to be very much like Sandow and Parallel, the ones I did before. It was going to have a script and, you know, be a proper storied movie. And it would have been very different. It would probably been sort of Christopher Nolan-esque kind of scenario. Entirely different. But the thing is, I really wanted to get going with the filming again and just create something. And I had this idea, Simon, that I would just literally do something unscripted. So I would get my own, just whatever I had, and I would go to London and I would interview, my idea was to interview members of the public and get their views on the Weird Loop and how, you know, their experiences of it. Because it did seem that it was something that was kind of quite topical in everyday life, you know, that things come around again. And quite often people get the sensation that, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's the deja vu and it's sort of feeling that you're progressing, but just wrapping round and going back to start. Anyway, this whole idea, I don't think it had been done, definitely not like this, and I just wanted to create something. I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but there are moments in it which have comedy, and some of it. There's another episode actually out on YouTube as well. There's a second one up. So if you want to explore that one, if it hasn't killed you, the first one killed you with boredom. The other one is like a tiny bit shorter, but it's kind of a similar idea. It's like me going for a walk around Milan, or my character Vladimir going for a walk around Milan. So if that hasn't killed you and you still want to watch that, go for it. And I've done a third, well, I'm doing right now a third episode. Again, that is a bit more like the first one because it's going to be a lot of different people getting interviewed about MAGA. So, you know MAGA. Make America Great Again.
Oh, I've never seen it.
No, I mean, it's not a film, but it's...
The show.
No. It's the whole Trump sort of MAGA, Make America Great Again.
I'm not
again.
American, you know that, right?
No. I mean, no, you're not American, but nearby.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I try to avoid him.
I'm not trying to kind of promote it, but it was something that I'd seen a lot of. So on the social media and stuff, there's a lot of stuff about MAGA. And so this whole thing is getting different views of what MAGA is to people, what it means. And this is all sorts of across the swathe. You know, it's an open book, really. I'm not particularly taking a particular stance on it, but obviously the character of Vladimir is interviewing different people, and at various points it can be quite funny, or it may be offensive in the same way that the first movie, it could be offensive to some people as well. So, it's a tricky area, but I thought it was ripe for doing something on that subject. So that's kind of why I'm doing that now.
Okay, well, you haven't mentioned Alina yet.
Okay, well, Alina, she's the character of Alina. It was supposed to be like a Miss Moneypenny for Vladimir's, a sort of Russian version of Miss Moneypenny. The flip side of, like, I kind of imagined what that would be like for him to have some kind of assistant in the field. She was obviously in the first one. She's not in the second one. She hasn't yet been in the third one. But, we're still in touch. If she wants to do it, she can. But she hasn't been involved in any of the other ones yet. Would you like to see a return of Alina as a character?
Yeah, I think I do. But I have some questions about her. Can I ask
Okay.
them?
Yeah.
How did you get her on board for this project, and was she game?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing was we'd met over Facebook a few years back, and, she'd been doing some acting and things, and she'd recently been doing a little bit more of this, like extra work, but she was very curious, and, she was keen to do it, really, just to put it on a CV, I guess.
She didn't look as comfortable as Vladimir doing the stuff. Like, she seemed a little bit... Vladimir got it.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem as comfortable. Did you find that when shooting her, that she didn't quite get it?
I think, yeah. I mean, she's possibly not... It wasn't as clear to her, the concept, probably, of the weird loop, because it's obviously something that had been coming to me over an extended period of time. Whereas... Yeah, maybe she wasn't so clear about it. You may be right there, yeah.
Just asking, because, I mean, English is definitely not her first language. I kind of got that impression.
Oh, really? Well, she is. She's her mother's Polish, but she's actually very much English.
Wow, she doesn't come off there. Maybe she was trying to do an accent, so it was kind of throwing
off. Yeah. She was trying to do like a Russian or Eastern European accent, which both of us were trying to do that.
No, you were fine. You stayed in character. She sort of goes in and out.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of like, is English not her first language? Is she trying, you know what I mean? She's having problems finding words.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So maybe that's her character she's trying to make up. I was just trying to figure out where she was going.
Yeah, no, she's definitely English, and actually she will speak Polish as well.
Okay.
A couple of languages there, but interesting observation. But you'd like to see her in a future episode.
Yeah, I like to see where it goes, right? Because I thought you guys were like a team.
Well, good point, from the first one. On the other ones, obviously, it's like Vladimir's in the field. He goes to Milan, to see the city. And then this recent one, it's just entirely from people's self-tape videos. So it's not even, it's not, haven't seen her again. But No, I mean, she's keen to do more, but she just hasn't been involved yet, again.
Fair enough. How was shooting in the subway? You just sort of gorilla shot it?
Totally, yeah. Everything around the streets. Just, I've got this bridge camera, Simon. It's an S9800. It's a Fujifilm. It's not the best, as you will have seen, but it's got the built-in microphone. And so at least I can capture some, you know, sound that I don't have to sync anything up and be really technical. So I just film it all myself. At one point, I wouldn't mind getting an upgraded camera, you know, maybe something. I do like these bridge cameras, though. But the next, if I do an upgrade in future, I'd really like one that has, like, a mic in so I can get clearer audio. Because obviously, you know, when he does that, like zooming in and out, and you hear all the camera noise, and it's not the best. But I kind of figured that because that was the style of it, and anyway, he was supposed to be Russian, and maybe he doesn't have the best gear.
I was good with that. I totally let that go.
Yeah, I wasn't going to really not too worried about the production value on this. It was more about showing the concept and getting the acting of this new thing. Have you ever seen something called Phone Jacker on the television here? It's a comedy thing. It's an old show, right? It's probably 11, 12 years old. But this was on television last night again as a repeat. And this is also quite influenced by, influenced Weird Loop as well, because the guy, he does different characters, and he, I don't know if it's set up, it may be set up with actors and stuff, probably, but he phones up, and it's, you know, he might be pretending to be from an India in a call center, and it's a particular type of comedy where he takes on different characters. And so that's the idea that I had with Weird Loop, to become this Vladimir character, this Russian guy, and, you know, he's always traveling, and he was in, you know, KGB or whatever before, and all this idea about, so he's used to traveling the world, but he has unique views of the world, and I just thought I would do it, and it's very experimental, and, you know, not everyone gets it, but it's had overall quite good, feedback, and because it is a weird film, hence, you know, Weird Loop and everything else. But you know, the response to it has been kind of interesting, just through the YouTube.
So let's go back to the film, because we want to get off. How did you find your randoms? I call them randoms because that's what I don't know what else to call them. There's two in particular I want to talk about.
Yep. Literally, we hadn't organized anything, Simon. We went out on a day, a reasonable, like, sunny day in London, turned up at Covent Garden, went down the street, approached people in the street, asked them if they wanted to, you know, be in this film, and got a consent form, and if they were okay to have their footage in.
So you had to get them to sign something?
Yeah, just a quick consent form to let me use their footage in it, and that was it, really.
Well, let's discuss two of them. You know what two I want to discuss?
No.
Oh, the guy, the sculptor? The guy that has, like, he looks like a clown almost. He's all in a weird suit. He's been living there for 27 years, and he's seen the things change.
Oh, he has, like, a unique
yes,
dress sense.
That's it.
Yeah. We saw him in Soho in London, because there were some kind of quite unique characters. And we saw, wow, he looks amazing. I haven't seen him dressed quite like that. So we went up. He was a very friendly guy, and he just said, yeah, he'll do it. And we spoke to him for a couple of minutes.
He seemed to get it.
Yeah, he did. And he was also a good guy, because he was very philosophical, and he really got that concept straight away. So, yeah, very interesting guy.
And the other one I want to discuss is the woman with, like, almost like a halter top. And you found her outfit while you were shopping?
Yeah, again, just these things, all of it very random. But yeah, she was a student. Again, we literally just met in the street and thought, well, we approached many different people, Simon, but obviously most people did not want to just be part of a random mockumentary. So, you know, we got as many as we could on that day. But then after a while, we drew it to a close because we couldn't, we sort of found a number of people, but we couldn't find, more than that really.
Well, I want to go back to her when she says she's a student studying history.
Yeah.
I kind of drew a blank going, really? I can't see her being a student. I just see her more doing waitressing, a singer, an artist, maybe something more of that nature.
Yeah. Could be. Again, I don't actually know these people, so I couldn't confirm.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying your first appearance. Are you picking them for an appearance, I thought, more the way they look, the people.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Stereotypically, maybe she didn't sort of come across like that, but... But young people like that, just looking back to when I was at Nottingham, you know, they do tend to have kind of an experimental dress sense, maybe. And then, as you said, afterwards, when we saw the window of actual current fashion, it was kind of like a dead-on match for what she was wearing, virtually. So that was kind of quite weird as well.
So did Vladimir ever get his sandwich?
Yeah, we did actually, because I think I went into Pret-a-Manger. You know Pret-a-Manger here? It's not, I don't go there often, but they do an okay sandwich if you like club sandwich.
Then Vladimir wouldn't be happy with an okay sandwich. Vladimir wanted the sandwich.
Was he quite a picky guy, I suppose.
I think Vladimir is. I really think, and I want to discuss Vladimir's attire.
Okay, yeah.
I mean... Alina complains at one point it's hot.
Yes, and it was bloody hot that day. Actually.
And as you're walking out, sorry,
I was wearing the wrong stuff, Simon. Absolutely, I was carrying this massive long greatcoat. I had to carry it with me all through the shoot. I was very silly that day. I'd brought my gear, obviously, but I was wearing like a 3-piece suit because I was trying to do the closest approximation to Russian James Bond. And then obviously having this, overcoat, like this massive naval overcoat and carrying it all the way around the streets of London, it wasn't ideal and I was very hot. Yeah, very hot.
Did anybody say anything to you of interest that you didn't record because they wouldn't let you to get that camera out of my face or what are you doing?
No, actually none of that. The thing is we didn't go inside to shoot because From my previous experience of kind of doing guerrilla stuff, I figured that in the streets, most of the time, no one's going to care. But it's when you go into establishments and kind of want to get people's opinion, people's permission to start you, then it gets a bit more, you know, difficult. And we just wanted to do that in like a day shoot, just see what. It's very experimental, as I said, and I didn't want to carry on and just keep on shooting for days on end, trying to find like locations. I just wanted to do what I could in the street, really.
Did you talk to people before you entered them about the weird loop, or you just said I wanted you here to discuss the weird loop? How did you approach somebody?
Yeah, well, what we did, we went up to people in the street and we said, look, we're doing this sort of mockumentary, weird loop. And then just gave a very quick explanation of the concept. You know, like you ever feel that, you know, you're climbing a stairs and then you're back at the start again in your life, and it's just like going round and round in a loop. And then some people got it straight away. But many people just straight away would say no, sorry, not interested, and that's fine. That's totally fine when you do that. But then you get these some people did find the concept interesting, and we stuck with those, really.
I guess I'm going to ask, you've done more of them, obviously. Did you always want to be a Russian, or were you just going to be some crazy foreigner at one point? Or is it the Borat thing?
Yeah, well, it sort of came with the Vladimir as well. That name is obviously, you know, very influenced by Putin. And then, you know, it is pretty much, yeah, it was supposed to be sort of Russian all the way for quite a while from the start.
In the films, you make reference to Michael Jordan, and you have a very big Trump fascination, and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, okay.
So, I guess I'm going to ask, is Michael Jackson one of your favorites, or is Vladimir just like him?
Michael Jackson, and I say he had an amazing talent, and that the music was fantastic. But in certain ways, he was just very odd. Like, I'd always remember that bit when he had the child, when he had the little baby, and it went over the window, and that sort of stuck with me. And then the bits about his obsession with sort of the fun fairs and, you know, this and that. No, I mean, I don't have, like, an obsession with Michael Jackson, but I do sometimes, like, I'll dig out an old Michael Jackson song and listen to it. But, no, I'm not, like, the biggest fan of Michael Jackson. In fact, I was more of a fan of Prince, because my brother was a big fan of Prince when we were growing up, and he had a lot of... He went to his concerts, for example, and I went to one concert of Prince as well, and he was an incredible performer. He was, like, amazing songwriter as well. Yeah, and of course, well, the Trump thing is mainly because it's a very good illustration, because it just never seems to end. I mean, the politics just goes round and round, and it's constantly in my Twitter feed. So, you know, that is coming up all the time about that.
Have you noticed why you were filming the weird loop? At the point, I think you gave up, and I will fully say you gave up doing interviews, which you've stated.
Sorry, you gave up?
Doing random. Oh, you just said, okay,
I'm doing random. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So, you started
after a while, just couldn't get any more, so kind of had to throw the towel in a bit. I mean, if I'd been serious, I could have cast, you know, beforehand and get more, because like now with Weird Loop 3, it's taking time to gather them together, because people are submitting their own self-tapes, and, you know, it's a little bit different, but really, Simon, I'm just, there's no specific reason for this. It's, I'm trying to create something with comedy in it. And sometimes I get something, and sometimes it will fall flat, and it won't be that funny. But some of the MAGA one should be quite funny. But it's such, like, comedy's it's a very, very personal thing, and, you know, some people have said, oh, you know, you're hilarious, and then other people just, like, what? Not funny at all. So, yeah, that's what I'm aiming for comedy with the Weird Loop one. It's nothing really serious about it. And also, maybe you get some insights into people as well, and insights into the world, concepts, views, things that maybe are not represented or seen. But so maybe there's a tiny bit of philosophy there, but it's mainly comedy, you know, just sort of trying to make people laugh. But
how do you go about editing something like this? I mean, you sent me a 2-hour and 11-minute movie, film.
Yeah.
And how long was the first cut? 3 hours?
Well, there's a lot of footage, yeah. There's a lot of footage there, which is probably about 6 hours footage.
So you filmed for 6 hours?
Yeah, I mean, we literally just, I was going around the streets with Alina, filming, you know, for hours from mid-afternoon until 10 o'clock at night, 9, 10 o'clock at night, maybe.
Because you don't have anything dark. You seem to stop, but it's still pretty bright. I say you stop around 3 or 4 in the film. I didn't see anything later.
Well, that's interesting. You know the bit when he's doing the bit inside, there's an interview inside?
Yes.
That is like that's the evening times.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. There's no way I could
have. Yeah. But apart from that, it's just you capture all this footage, but and obviously some people will say there's still a lot in there which really could go, you know. But because I was doing the editing and I didn't really have any other eyes over it, maybe there is stuff that I could have got rid of. But hey, it is what I, you know, it's what I've done, and maybe I can cut down future ones. I think with the MAGA one, I'm really gonna see, you know, is there. I'm just gonna have to assess what comes back, you know, from other people's videos and not include everyone's. You know, I'm gonna just include probably the best ones.
I had a weird idea while I was watching this and having this discussion. I think you should set up a university and just set up on the street and put a sign out. I bet you would have hundreds of interviews.
Set up a university, what, for the Weird Loop University?
Yes, and I'm sure they would all come over and talk to you, because university students have nothing else to do.
Okay, well, maybe.
Because I think there you got a built-in audience. Because university students, you know, are wandering around aimlessly. They have free time.
So, yeah, I mean, it is a good location where we were.
Okay.
The bit at Covent Garden, there were a lot of people there.
It was packed.
Another possible idea would be to, like, you know, meetup.com and, like, Facebook groups. You
yes.
could potentially get people interested there. Just another idea. But yeah, sure. I mean, if you had a stand somewhere, I could see how that would work in a high traffic area, because then people will approach you. I get that. That's not a bad idea.
So since you said you have to go, I'm going to cut you off. We're done. So you're going to have to, because I got to let you go. I'm not sad about it, but I'll get over it.
Have you asked every question? Because no one's hollering at me yet. It's just
I'm gonna
have to go and get the shopping. But do we have to do, like, the Instagram bit as well?
Yes. Shh. Secret. Can't talk about
it. Oh, sorry.
Where can we find your film, Weird Loop?
It's on Amazon UK only, because for some reason Amazon.com have not, like, the picture or something. I can't seem to get Amazon.com to accept that. But it's all streaming for free on YouTube.com.
And part one and two are on YouTube, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And soon to be part three.
Three, yes, that's TBC 2019, but that'll be on YouTube too. You know, these are just, I'm just putting them up there. I don't have any other distribution apart from Amazon and YouTube.
And don't you have some other films you need people to watch too?
Yeah, please. I mean, I'm always looking for people to see Parallel and Sandow if they haven't seen them already. With the Parallel one, can I recommend that people watch that on Vimeo, ideally, because that's the best version. And if you look for Parallel Director's Cut on Vimeo, that's the best one. And Sandow, it's on Amazon UK and USA. But again, if you look at sandowmovie.com, that goes to your Vimeo page, and I do appreciate that support for those projects. So yeah, thanks very much, and yeah, I'll obviously let you know about future stuff.
Awesome.
But yeah.
Thanks for your time. You're wonderful as always.
Cheers, Simon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.